Hello, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's the 2nd.
It is officially January 2nd, 2024.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
We're holding our mics again like this.
Yeah.
Still testing out the sound.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out. Right now, since we're traveling. This is the best we can do.
We probably can upgrade to better mics like these. And we might do that, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll testing out again. We tried putting on the table. We tried putting on our clothes. But so far so good.
Yeah. And we're talking about for YouTube people. For people who are listening, our sound, I feel like is pristine. Just kidding.
Okay.
I'm hoping it's good, but.
It's good enough.
Yeah.
I think our sound is good enough on the podcast, Apple and Spotify.
Yeah. Yes. But it's for YouTube. But does anybody else feel like the year 2023 flew by? Like, I feel like for us, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it was just January when our pipe burst. Like, and now it's 2024, a new year, and we're not even in an apartment. Like, that's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's flown.
I was doing a recap yesterday, and I saw the pipe burst, and I was like, oh, dang, I forgot about that.
Triggered.
I was thinking about, oh, let's see all the fun things that happened this year.
And a lot of fun things, though.
And then the pipe burst started not great, but the rest of the year was actually amazing. I was full of dreams coming true. Mm. Just like being able to have my mom come.
Yeah.
Going into Japan.
Spending a month with my family. That was really special for me.
That was just, yeah, it was a good time, you know, and then other things obviously with our friends. Oh, going on our first like couples trip, New York.
Yeah, we went on our first couples trip. That's crazy. That's pretty crazy.
That's a big thing.
My brother got engaged two weeks ago. I don't even remember. Before Christmas. Got engaged. There's a wedding next year. Well, I guess this year now. Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot. I mean, that's awesome. Went to Hawaii with your family. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Yeah. Great year. Let us know if it was great for you or not.
Yeah, let us know in the comments. No, hopefully
I hope it was.
That this year was good for you and that you're able to reflect back on things that were good. And obviously, of course, even for us, we're reflecting on things that could have been better.
Yeah.
But we're hoping you're able to at least find one thing that felt good for you guys.
Yeah.
But not every year is like that, of course.
Yeah. But obviously, we're wishing you a happy new year. And we want the best for you this year. And especially, you know, if you're listening to this because you have relationship anxiety, we obviously want you to get better this year and not have to experience that anymore.
Yeah.
So that's, you know. Obviously, we're happy that you're listening and you're watching.
Yeah.
And I think that there's other things that we talk about that can be helpful. But if you're here specifically for relationship anxiety, then we hope it gets better.
Yeah. If this is the last year, you actually have to experience that.
And listen to us, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about other things once you guys are all healed. But
let's go.
We believe that this year will be the year that you no longer have to have doubts and anxiety like we don't have anymore.
Yeah.
Like you can experience what we experience now in your relationship and just clarity.
Yeah, that's true.
And so we wanted actually to do, just as we're talking about the things that we want to see for 2024, we want to talk about the things that we're leaving behind in 2023.
Yeah.
Because I think that there are a lot of things that we've experienced that we don't feel like that was hard, or that we were kind of like, how do we do better for this year? And sometimes the way we can do better is to be able to take away from things that we didn't feel like were good in 2023.
I'm pretty sure you can hear them.
Yeah, we're in a house full of kids. You might be hearing them cry.
Yeah.
They'll stop. Don't worry.
We decided to do this now because they were napping, but I guess they woke up as we started.
Yeah. Or I think they turned off the show that they liked.
Oh, that's fair. But anyways, it is what it is. But
it's life.
Just stay focused. Yeah, I think that we made a nice little list of the things that we think you should leave behind.
Yes.
If you want to be able to have a better experience of your relationship.
Yeah.
So
with number one, we put down comparison, which there's a couple of different elements for each one that we did. We have four things wrote down.
Yeah.
But for comparison, obviously the kind of, maybe the one that automatically comes to mind is not comparing your relationship to somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
Like being able to stay in your lane,
yeah.
Being able to know what your relationship is bringing and not trying to compare to somebody else's, like, oh, they seem more lovey than ours does. They seem more connected than we do. Mm-hmm. They go on more trips than we do. They do more fun things. And like, you're automatically like putting your relationship down by comparing with what you're seeing behind you or seeing right next to you, which completely diminishes your relationship and diminishes the value of your relationship.
Yeah. Obviously, comparison for me. I'm also even thinking about comparing like your relationship to what your idea of a relationship is, in terms of like, you know, because we have a lot of people approach us because they're like, oh, I wish my relationship was more like this. My feelings were more like this, like that. When you're really comparing yourself to like standards that have been like taught by society and by movies, and, you know, comparing yourself subconsciously or consciously to relationships that are actually like not an ideal picture of what a healthy and like successful relationship is. So, and I'm thinking, because I feel like so many people also approach us like that and ask us those questions of like, oh, like I wish they were more like this or like that. Because and they think that the relationship is wrong, but they think like that because they have this idea of what a relationship should be, and comparing their relationship with that idea, and it just doesn't match.
Yeah.
And so the problem is actually not that your relationship is not good enough, or that your feelings are not strong enough, or, you know, you don't feel enough, whatever. It's because you're just having a false representation of what a relationship is. You have maybe like the Hollywood or like fairy tale version of what a successful relationship is.
Yeah.
And obviously we're not saying that like you have to it's the norm to be unhappy in your relationship. That's not what we're saying, because we're in the relationship, we're married, and we're really happy.
Yeah.
But we also know that like comparing our relationships to other people or to movies, are, I think you wanted to bring up the relationship, the comparison with like your past relationships. Yeah. For me, just any type of comparison is just
destructive.
And I think that at some point you might have, especially if like your the comparison you're making is based on like feelings. I think that you might have to change the way you see relationships, or the way you define commitment, the way you define love, to be honest. Because it's not about looking like this fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what a successful relationship is.
For sure. And sometimes we don't realize we're doing it. And I think that that's what makes it even more destructive. It's like, you feel it. You can feel like, wow, I don't feel like I'm happy here. But then, excuse me, when you notice kind of the steps that you're taking and what's kind of going on in your mind, you're like, oh, I'm constantly really belittling this relationship based off of what I feel like it should be or what I feel like it should look like. And all the, whenever it's a should, that's when you know you're being critical, and you have to be able to catch yourself to be like, oh, I shouldn't be, you don't should all over your relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't compare yourself to death, the relationship that you have. And that goes to, as you were saying, Matthew,
why you called me?
No, I called you by your name.
What is that? Yes, Joy.
Sorry, well, I was just saying, naming your name. As you were saying, just being able to compare to an ex. Because I think that happens often. We've gotten that multiple times, like in questions and DMs with our clients. But just in a sense that you're comparing, it can be comparing to an ex. Whether that is it was a toxic relationship or a relationship that is like, ended for whatever reason, and I feel like a lot of the times it is a toxic one, not always, but a lot of the times, because you're comparing just the intensity that you felt about, like, I felt so much attraction to this person. I felt everything was so like, ooh, it was really working, but they were toxic. And now I'm with a relationship right now and they're boring, or they're just like,
it's not the same intensity. Not
exciting, or his attraction's not the same.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, well, is this actually it? Like, you kind of feel like you're, in a sense, it could feel like you're settling. I'm settling with something that was really exciting for something that's boring. And when you realize what's actually going on in your mind and your brain, you're able to realize that actually isn't anything to do with that relationship, and that they're boring is exactly how you are perceiving this relationship and how the kind of what you're used to. you're used to something that's unpredictable and not consistent. But then when you're there, I mean, we mentioned this multiple times in past podcasts, but just in the sense of you're so kind of addicted to the intensity of the relationship, and the attraction was so strong because you never knew if tomorrow they were going to be here or, you know, or not. And so when it's kind of like a lottery system. When you are unsure if you're going to get something, but you might, you kind of, it keeps you on this addictive cycle. I've mentioned this multiple times in past podcasts, but that's another comparison that happens a lot, where we were comparing something that really wasn't that great, and your brain's kind of fantasizing what was good about it to a relationship you have now that seems kind of boring or seems kind of plain or seems like it's not as good. That's really, really dangerous. That's super, super dangerous, because you're literally going to sabotage completely that relationship based off of what's not actually true.
Yeah.
Like if the relationship was good enough, you would still be with that person, but you're not.
There's a reason you left.
There's a reason why you left. There's a reason why you guys ended things.
Yeah.
Whether it was them or you, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know? And so if you're with somebody else now, close that door. You have to be able to close it and completely close whatever it was. Like your mindset to it, your thoughts to it, your feelings towards it, because that's not what you're having anymore. What you have now is what is actually going to be beneficial for you, only if it's a healthy relationship. If you're in a relationship right now that's not healthy, that's different. But for those who are in healthy relationships and you're comparing a relationship now to what you had that was toxic,
stop it.
Stop it immediately, like honestly. And I would even encourage you to kind of like write down the things that you're grateful for in this relationship, even if that's consistency, even if it's kind of stability, even if it's safety, like those are huge. But being able to write down those things and consistently kind of speaking it over to yourself of, wow, I'm blessed to have this relationship. I'm blessed to have a consistent partner in my relationship now. I'm blessed to have safety in my relationship now. Like I didn't have that before. Like being able to be grateful for what you have now will put you in the perspective of being able to receive the good things you have in a relationship currently.
Mm-hmm. I think just a general rule to end the comparison point is just, if your anxiety in your relationship, comes mostly from comparing, or like it's because you're comparing yourself to other relationships in any way, whether it's past, whether it's others, whether it's Hollywood, whatever, just stop. Like, comparison will never help you.
Yeah.
It will only take you away from what you have right now. And instead of doing that, like, focus on building what you have right now. Like, focus on building that relationship that you're in right now, instead of thinking about how it was in other relationships or how it is in people you know, like, just stop doing that. That's literally never, ever gonna help you or like build you up. Now, okay, you can be inspired, but that's different.
Very different.
Being inspired it doesn't bring anxiety at all. And being inspired is something that, you know, you can build your relationship to become. Mm. But comparison, if it's like, bringing anxiety and fear and doubts, then it's not inspiration.
Yeah.
It is straight up comparison. And you just need to stop with that.
Mm.
Yeah. Especially on social media.
For sure.
That's pretty much the general opinion on comparison.
Yeah, I like that. I really wanted to like to say one more thing on that one, just in the difference between inspiration and comparison. There's just a different like energy behind it. And I hate the word energy. Just has kind of been ruined based off of kind of like the new age people, whatever. But I'm using energy just in a sense of how it feels. The way that you feel the difference with inspired is kind of like it causes you to want to do better. When you're comparing, it causes you just to want to stay stuck and actually not, it's not beneficial. It doesn't actually do anything for you. It just keeps you stuck and feel low in what you're feeling right now. Compared to inspiration, it kind of brings you a step forward to something really exciting that you could have, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think inspiration builds you up. Inspiration builds you up. When I think about inspiration and people that inspire me, I'm like, I want to be like them. Like that's what I want. But I'm not feeling insecure about it. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll get there with what I have right now, rather than like thinking that the grass is greener somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's comparison.
That's good.
But inspiration really builds you up, when comparison only brings you down.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good. I love it. If we are going to the second point, kind of a big one. Just when we talk about relationship anxiety, we talk about this all the time, but that is doubts. We are leaving doubts in 2023 and we're not bringing them along on our journey in 2024. Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about doubts, there's a lot of levels we could be talking about that, but I'll name one just in the sense of focusing on the flaws in your relationship. When you focus on the flaws, it causes you to have more doubt because you're kind of like, oh, this person is, it can be something as simple as that they're messy. Okay, they're messy and they're, I don't like this about them and I don't like that, but it kind of starts compiling.
They like video games, they don't like video games, you know, like things like that. Because you have people approach us about things like that and it's like it's really not important.
In focusing on flaws that are red flags is way different. Okay. And we know that, but I just want to make sure we have to always emphasize what we're talking about.
We're not talking about red flags.
No.
Please focus on red flags. If there's one, leave.
Yes. Like anything that's destructive. But just kind of little minute things. Minute, I don't know if that's the right word.
I know what you're trying to say, but I can't help you with that.
Well, it's just little things that really aren't important, right? That's kind of like, they love video games, and I don't know if I like that. We seem different. Like, they're a little more outgoing than I am, and I'm a little bit more quiet. Okay. Or just like things like the way they, I don't like the way they dress, but they're the best person in the world. You know what I mean? Like, if you have to put a but there in a sense of they do this, but if I were to ask you, okay, but tell me anything that's good and all the good things are like incredible.
Yeah.
It probably isn't that important.
Or like, is it destructive to your relationship?
Right.
You know, is dang, he likes to play video games and I don't like that at all. Like, it's just, it irritates me. Okay. Is it destructive to your relationship? If it is destructive to your relationship, like, for example, is taking time away from connecting with you, then that's a red flag. But if it's like, no, that's just something that they like to do as a hobby, or like, you know, like just something they enjoy, you know, that's okay. Like, we have friends and they have very different interests and they're really happy.
Yep.
Like, even though sometimes they have to kind of bring each other to, like, how can I say that? They drag each other down in their interests. Like, I'm thinking about someone specific. We have someone, he loves camping, but his wife does not. But they go camping because he loves it, and she has not a great experience when they do. But they're probably, like, one of the happiest couples that we know.
Right.
They make it work. Inspiring and people. Just
one thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing of, like, they have different personalities and interests, but it's not harmful to their relationship at all. Mm-hmm. It doesn't bring anything bad to their relationship.
Right.
Yeah. So doubts based on maybe personality, you know, those are doubts that, you know, you have to examine if they're actually destructive, like if the differences are destructive or not. But yeah, other doubts for me, I brought it up earlier, but it's like the doubts about the feelings, because a lot of people think that they're not sure that they love their partner enough. Because we have people asking us those questions a lot. It's like, I'm not sure that my feelings or my love is strong enough for the person I'm with. And we just said earlier, even with comparison, or like comparing yourself to maybe a toxic relationship, which are, to be honest, toxic relationships are characterized. Does that make sense if I say that?
Characterized?
Yeah. Characterized by intense feelings, whether good or bad. Mm. You're going to have terrible feelings because it's toxic. You know, your moments are terrible, but then there's going to be this big thing happening, big gesture or whatever, and it's going to bring the feelings really high. And in other ways as well, I feel like a lot of toxic relationships are characterized by those intense feelings.
Yeah.
When a safe relationship, a healthy relationship, might not feel so passionate, intense all the time, but it's much more for your mental state. It's much more stable and healthy. Like it's gonna be way easier to navigate than a toxic relationship. So that's one of the things about feelings. But then another thing about feelings, obviously, it's like, I'm not sure it's enough, whatever. There's another question for that of, like, what is your definition of love? Is love this strong, passionate feeling that you're supposed to have all the time? Or is love something that is unconditional, that it's a choice that you're making every day for better or worse, when there are days where you don't feel like loving the person you're with, or whether there are days where you feel like everything is going well, is that your definition of love? Then if that's the case, then that's great. But if that's not your, if that's not where you see love, like if you don't see love as this unconditional choice, then you are going to doubt if you love the person enough. Mm-hmm. Like at some point, love is a question of saying yes or saying no. It's not a question of, oh, are my feelings strong enough for me to say yes? No, that's not what love is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that too, when it comes to doubts, we can see that there's always something underneath the thought that's coming up that caused you to doubt. Like even if the basic example, like, oh my gosh, I'm doubting on if I should, I don't know, move. I think about moving all the time, but like, I'm doubting if I should move back to Nebraska. Not really, but if I was, I'm doubting if I should move back to Nebraska, if I should stay in Austin, for example. Like there's a lot of thoughts that come up about that. And it kind of is just like, okay, it can be based off of, as you were saying, kind of like a lie, or just kind of how you perceive a certain situation of, oh, I'm going back to this place and people are going to see this. And I might, if I do this decision, this is going to look like something like that. And then I'm like, oh, I'm not sure if I should do it based on how other people are going to perceive me. That can cause doubt right there, because it's based off of a perception or a lie that we're believing about a situation. Mm-hmm. And it's based off of so many different things. And a lot of times when we have doubts, what we have to do is sometimes being able to kind of unravel, why am I doubting something? Like in reality, why am I doubting something that I know is good?
Yeah.
Like if it's something I know I want to do, or if it's something I know that I'm wanting to stay in, where are these doubts coming from? And why am I so hyper fixated on these doubts right now? Mm-hmm. And if you're able to kind of pause and take a look back at like, what's actually, when did I start doubting in the first place? Maybe there's a trigger that kind of happened there. Or in reality, maybe there's just something that showed up that's related to something that's happened in the past. Like there's always some sort of connection is what I'm trying to say. And so when we doubt, it's never bringing any fruit. It just kind of brings us in this own thought like cycle that continues to circle down back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then you feel more confused and more anxious and more like frustrated. Yeah. And then that's where anxiety continues to kind of cycle. Like I have a doubt, it brings anxiety. Well, then I think about the doubt more and I go in deeper in that. And then it brings more anxiety and then it kind of cycles back and forth. Mm-hmm. When it's like, as you were saying, like it doesn't really need to be, there's so much more meaning behind probably where the doubts are coming from. And the doubts alone doesn't mean something. It's the meaning we're making behind the doubts that cause it to mean something, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but you know, I think that doubts, there's no way out of doubts besides like stop thinking about them, like letting them go.
Sure.
Because a lot of people, they focus on doubts and they think that by focusing on them and figuring out why, like they're doubting this, like what's wrong or whatever, they think that they will figure out, they will stop doubting like that. Mm. But in reality, like there's no answer to doubts. Doubts are just, you know, this, it's like comparison. It's this little thing that is just trying to destroy you and your relationship. It's not building you up again. It's not doing anything to grow your relationship. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking even for another example, because you were talking about moving. A few months ago, we were really like feeling sad or unhappy about where we were in Austin. And we just kept looking at other places to move to and look at why those places are better than where we're at. And we were feeling like so uncertain and like it was just kind of nerve wracking at some point. Like it was fun at the beginning, but then it started like being kind of heavy and just a source of doubts, obviously.
And anxiety, to be honest.
And anxiety. And then we were like, okay, do we feel like, because that's kind of what we believe too, is do we feel like we're supposed to go there or are we supposed to stay? Like, we felt like we were supposed to stay. Like we didn't feel any kind of push to leave. But because we focused on the things that we don't like, the things that we're not sure about, the place we're in, the flaws or whatever, we started doubting the fact that we wanted to stay or not.
Yeah.
And so at that point, what we decided to do is like, oh, let's just nothing about moving anymore. Let's not look at other places because this is actually bringing us a lot of anxiety and doubts.
We're not happy anymore.
Yeah, we're not happy. Let's focus on where we're at right now and on the things that we actually enjoy in the place we're at, rather than like thinking constantly about the reasons why the place we're in is not good enough and those places are better. And obviously, are there better places to live? Maybe, probably, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
But it's just, we're not going to find happiness because we're moving away. Like, happiness has to be found right where you're at.
Mm.
And
it's really good.
Being grateful for the things that you currently have.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's nothing wrong with wanting more, but you can't want more at the expense of not being grateful for what you already have. So
that's good.
We started focusing on, you know, oh man, we love our community in Austin. We love it so much. There's amazing food in Austin, amazing coffee shops, so many places to see, so many things to do. It's just fun. It's a fun place.
Weather's good most time.
The weather is sunny. You know, obviously it's hot, but listen, when you're from Belgium like me and you've lived most of your life in a cloudy place, okay, we have four seasons, great, but it's cloudy most of the year. It's kind of depressing, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So you start glamorizing things that you, I guess that's what people do with relationships.
It is. I mean, you're literally saying exactly what people do.
Yeah, it's like with toxic relationships, it's like this gloomy thing, but because there's four seasons, so the seasons are more marked, it's more intense, like there's more differences, then you think it's better. But then you go back there, which we're going to go there. If today is the second, tomorrow we're flying there.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's not too gloomy, but you know, it's the thing. It's like, you always, because you're focusing, you stop focusing on the things that are good and what you have right now, you make those other things bigger and better, even though they're not, you glamorize those things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Grass is always greener, and that's what it always feels like it is. And that's exactly what we do when it comes to relationships. When we start to doubt our relationship, we start seeing, oh, how good is the other one that we had, when in reality it wasn't actually better at all.
Yeah.
We're just focusing on the parts that we remember that were good.
Yeah.
Which I think is, it can be dangerous to be, and dangerous thing to do when we do that, because that's what happens. And we don't actually notice what's actually really good about our relationship. So like, that's a really good comparison.
Yeah. So doubts, get rid of them. Be single-minded, not double-minded.
Yeah.
Double-mindedness never brings any good fruit. So, yeah.
Yeah. And we'll do actually the last one. The last two, I feel like, really tie in together. But it's getting all of your self-worth from your relationship. We are not bringing that into 2024 at all. Because as we talked about the last podcast we did, which was 2 weeks ago now, we had two different types of relationship anxiety. The one that obviously wants you to stay and the other one that wants you to
leave.
Typically, the one that wants you to stay, that you're kind of like maybe forcing it, these kind of thought process comes up of like, this relationship brings so much value to you that it kind of becomes your identity. Like, this is who I am.
Self-worth.
This is like, my self-worth literally comes from this relationship. I'm valuable because they love me. I'm wanted because they say that I'm wanted. I'm loved because I'm lovable because they love me. Like, that's where it's very, very tricky. If that's where if that's all your worth is coming from.
You may not be aware of that though.
You may not even be aware of it, but it's kind of one of those things where, you know, if they were to break up with you tomorrow, what would happen? Sure. Mm-hmm. Anybody, and even in a healthy relationship, would say they'd be sad. I'm not even saying that, but more in a sense of like, this would literally destroy me because I have nothing left. Because all of the thoughts I have about myself will start to come surface. Like, am I actually valuable? Am I actually good enough? Am I actually worthy? Like, that, those thoughts start to show up. And I have a client that I've been seeing for a while actually, a therapy client. And whenever she's in a relationship, she's always really happy. Like, she's always doing really, really well.
Mm.
And like, if she has somebody she's talking to, she's always like, oh, I'm good. No depression, no good. Everything is fine. But whenever she doesn't have anything to kind of like fall back on, that's when all of her self-worth and low self-esteem starts showing up, and she gets very, very depressed and very, very low and starts questioning all these things. And I'm like, yeah, because your relationship, your value is literally coming from when somebody is choosing you. You don't think you're worthy of that otherwise.
Mm-hmm. For me, like, this thing of self-worth is just, you know, in general, something that everybody needs to work on. Like, we all need to figure out if we're getting like our self-worth and our self-esteem from what other people are giving us. And like, what do you actually believe about yourself? Like, do you actually believe you're enough? Do you actually believe that you're good enough? Do you actually believe that you're a catch? You know, do you actually believe that you are worth being pursued? You're worth a good relationship. You're worth a healthy relationship. Those are things that you need. Everybody needs to be aware of if like that's something you feel you're struggling with. Like, yeah. you need to look at yourself and be honest with yourself in that relationship. If you feel like you're hanging on to someone who could be toxic for you, and maybe the person you're with is actually not toxic. Maybe the person you're with is really great. And that's great. I'm happy if that's the case. But even though, like, no matter if it's a good or a bad relationship, you can't get your self-worth from someone else.
No,
you can't get your self-worth from the way someone else loves you. Because that's going to be, I mean, either keeping you stuck with someone who's abusive and treating you bad and just toxic relationship, or it's going to be a burden. If your partner is a good person, it's going to be a burden for that, for your partner to carry and make you feel like you're worth something, because he's always going to have to give you more and more and more and more and more, because you're just needy. You just become needy. I mean, people who don't have self-worth, they are just needy people. That's the truth.
Or you try so hard to make things so perfect that you don't even have any needs. I think that's those are two extremes.
Yeah.
Either you take because you need it.
Yeah.
Or you don't have anything. You never need anything, and you just want everything to be perfect.
Yeah.
You don't want to ever be a burden. You don't want to ever have any problems or flaws.
Yeah.
So they'll never have a reason to leave you.
You tolerate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to make sure that person doesn't leave you.
Right. And both are not good.
Yeah.
Because they both are not going to allow you to be authentically who you are, because the root of it's the same, the fear of somebody's going to leave. And so, like, I need you to, like, continue to reinforce me and to continue to give me my
approval
and self-worth. Like, I need to continue telling me that I'm good enough, or I don't even need you to tell me that. I have no needs. I'll always serve you, always help you, whatever you need, I'll give you 120%.
Yeah.
But I never need anything.
It's all about the other person.
Right. Then it's like, okay, well, then they don't really get to know who you are fully, because you never told me what you've needed or what you didn't need. Like, you've never actually been honest with me what's actually been showing up for you.
Yeah.
And that's really, really tricky, because you have to maintain that for the rest of your life if you actually stay in any of these two.
Well, you're going to be sad, to be honest. You're just going to have a very unhappy life. So if you're struggling with self-worth in general, that is going to manifest itself in so many ways.
Yeah.
Not just in relationships. Well, mostly in relationships, to be honest, because you're always going to look for approval, or are you going to let people walk all over you because you want to make sure that people stick around because you don't want to be an inconvenience.
Yep.
So,
and you probably can see these in, like, as you're saying, in relationships, in every relationship, you can see it at work, you can see it in friendships, you can see it probably in your family relationships. Like, you can see those patterns pretty significantly of like, oh, I'm always, for example, the caregiver in every single relationship.
Mm.
This is always how I serve people. Why?
Yeah.
Is that, like, I might be rooted on the self-esteem of like, I have to, if not, this is how I love somebody, but this is also how I'm valuable in a relationship. And if I'm not valuable, then I'm nothing. And if I'm nothing, then they're going to leave. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably tied to something along the lines of that. And you can see it in, like, you always are showing up 100,000,000% at work. And you never allow yourself to have any breaks. You never take off work, and you never take off vacations because you're trying to be perfect. And it's like, okay, it's the same thing you are in relationships and every relationship you're in.
Yeah.
Like, you're always showing up 100%. You're never allowed to have any off day. You're never allowed to have any time off.
You're scared of your boss, probably.
You probably are scared of your boss. You probably need the approval of your boss. Like, it can show up so much, and you may not even realize you're in it until being like, wow, I'm so burnt out all the time. Probably something there, right?
And the reason we're saying that too is because Well, for me personally, I struggle with self-worth a lot, and I know that you did too. Like, we both struggle with self-worth. Like, to be honest, if you've been a normal teenager, you probably struggle with self-worth.
Sure.
But then what matters is to actually find it at some point, and a lot of people don't. We were, like, I don't want to say fortunate enough, but we were blessed enough to be able to do that because, to be honest, like, we have Jesus, and like, Jesus gives us our self-worth, and that's something that nobody can change or take away. So that's, that's, we're blessed with that. And we realize how important that is in our current life, just in everything that we do, especially as like people who speak a lot to a lot of people through podcasts or on Instagram or whatever. Like, even just being able to help other people, that requires, you to be a confident person, and that comes through loving yourself and having a good sense of like self-worth.
Yeah, I agree. And that's something.
Oh, and even, sorry, I just had a thought. To be honest, self-worth is also linked to not having doubts and not comparing yourself anymore either. Because when you're someone who has self-worth, you will be more confident, and confidence translates to not having as many doubts and not needing to compare yourself anymore. Because when you're a confident person and a person who love themselves, you don't focus on other things, on other people. You don't need that because you're more sure of yourself and more sure about the things that you do. So that's like, I guess that's a good wrapping wrapping up thing of like, self-worth kind of ties in everything. It's like, because for me, even the reason why I had so much anxiety and doubts when I was in dating Joy is deep down because I did not trust myself. I didn't trust my ability to choose, and my love for myself, my sense of self-worth needed to grow. And then once that happened, now I'm able to do a lot more things because I understand that like I'm worth being loved, and I am loved right now, and not because of her. Like, I'm not taking that sense of love from her. I'm loving myself personally because I see the good in me. But also, like I said, we're, as Christians, we have that sense of just being loved because of God.
That's so good. That's really good. And I want to say this too. This kind of ties in really well. In 2023, as you mentioned, we're leaving all these things behind, which means in 2024, we're entering into a season of confidence, of high self-worth, of not having doubts, of no longer comparing, and actually being able to see value in ourselves and in our relationships and moving forward. That's no longer the things that we're leaving by 2020, leaving behind in 2023 are no longer things that we're trying to experience now. And if this is something that you know that you deal with and know that you struggle with and know that you want freedom in, you are welcome and invited, we'll say, into our group coaching mentorship that we have changed. We've talked about this. We've done two rounds of this already, but this is actually our third round and we've revamped it. And it's actually going to be structured step by step, like content, we'll say, that we're going through.
It's a step by step, the way I like to say, we build like a step by step process, like a transformative process to really like come from this place of anxiety to this place of freedom and peace. Because we realized like we did the group coaching before and it was great. But we realized that as we were doing it, first of all, we were bringing up a lot of the same things, and we realized that there's actually a process to be able to, come from anxiety and then go to peace. And we're like, oh, what if like we actually structured it better, so all the people who go through will really have the tools and like a structured like what course? No, I don't want to say it's not a course, but it's
It's a
just,
mentorship.
something more structured and palpable. Is that what you're saying? Like, it's more like, oh, what am I experiencing? Oh, let me remind myself of this process. Boom, boom, boom. This is where I'm at. I can get better doing this, you know.
Right.
Before it was more like, what are you experiencing? How can we help you? And then see if like that applies to other people. Well,
Right.
now it's like, oh no, this applies to everybody, and that will work for everybody.
Right. Because I will say this too. When you are somebody who has a lot of anxiety, when it's so free flow, which honestly, we've gotten a lot of really good feedback from the first two rounds, but we do need structure. Like that's kind of like what we're missing in in our mindsets. And so being able to actually have a little bit more structure and kind of a step-by-step process to help you get to where you want to be. Like at the end of the 9 weeks, you will feel like one transformed, but you will feel free from your anxiety. Like that is the process of what our goal is. And we want you to be able to be, by the end of 9 weeks, feel so confident in yourself. And whether that is like, okay, if you're kind of in the process of waiting to get engaged, you're kind of like, I don't feel like ready to be get engaged until I feel more confident in my choice. You will feel confident in that. Like that's our heart and that is our goal, and we will get you there when we, like, that's why we kind of placed the way that we did it in this program and kind of worked with what worked for us. And also like even for like our clients and also for like as a therapist, being able to kind of use tools that would be helpful in this process. Like we've really kind of broken it down, like the things that we feel like these nine things or these like eight things, I guess, are really what is going to help people fully get freedom. Because we want you to fully leave this behind in 2023 and actually step into so much peace and freedom and confidence and happiness and just knowing that you're in the right choice and the right decision in 2024. And so that's what our membership is. We will put the link below in the bio, like on both things, on YouTube and in our podcast. But if you're interested and you want to know, you know you want to join, like we have limited spots. We only have 20 people who are able to be in it. And so once they're
Some of them
full,
are taken
they're
already,
full.
so.
Correct. So once they're full, they're full. And then when it's full, then like that's it. So you're good, you can do next round. But if you really know, if you know you want to do it and you know you're like, this is a year, I'm ready to just be done with it. I'm not waiting. I'm just gonna jump in. There's three different payment plans. Like you can you all the information's in the link. So
Yeah, and if one of your New Year's resolutions is to take care of yourself
yeah.
and invest in yourself, then this is a great way to do so.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're really excited. And we hope this episode was helpful for you. If you
Yeah.
have any questions, don't hesitate to DM us too,
Yeah, obviously.
for group coaching. We'll post more on our stories and stuff too to if you have any questions or thoughts about it or need just kind of like, is this gonna be helpful for me? Don't hesitate to reach out and we'll
Follow us
give
on
you
Instagram.
clarity. Yeah, follow us on Instagram. And we'll be honest with you, if a program is not gonna be helpful for you, we will let you know. Like we're not desperate for who needs to be in it. We want this to be a program that really feels good for you. So please don't hesitate to reach out and ask any questions.
Yeah.
But yeah, we hope you like this episode. Don't forget to rate it, write a review, subscribe to the podcast, and share to anybody who needs to hear it.
And like, because it's on YouTube too.
Yes, true.
So we need to like and we need comments.
Yeah.
So we can go up and be pushed. Yeah. That's
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
true.
You're right, that's true. But yeah, thank y'all so much.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.